This week on COL, Griff is off, and Tim and I bring you a moving discussion on the Best of Bears 2010 nominations, fighting hate crimes in the NYC and The Social Network. So grill up some cheese sandwiches and heat up that tomato soup. COL 134 starts now. It's Sunday, October 10th, 2010. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Tim Cub.
Welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 134. And grilled cheese and tomato soup has got to be my favorite comfort meal.
Excellent. And I have inferred, Jeff, that you're eating it in your lovely new cozy apartment. Is that right?
Yes, I'm actually in my apartment as we're recording this. And what does this mean? Hopefully a better recording than what we've had for the past month and a half.
Well, excellent. I do hope that's true. Meanwhile, other than your adventures in apartment living, what else have you been doing this weekend?
This weekend is pretty much just living in my apartment. I got my internets back on Thursday. They did the activation, but it didn't actually kind of quite go through until they did the activation on Wednesday, but didn't quite go through my modem that I got. Didn't quite pick it up until Thursday. So I got on there, got me a WoW game card, got back into WoW, started doing it. Strangely enough, today I have not played WoW at all.
Wow.
Crazy.
Quite literally. Wow.
Yeah. We did last night. I did some D&D gaming, this time from my own house. That was nice. That was my dice.
Oh.
And which is in a Crown Royal bag.
Of course they are. Because all good Dungeons and Dragons players drink large amounts of Canadian whiskey.
Yes.
And things like
that. Most of the day before the D&D was playing WoW to kind of get me back to the swing of things for that.
I see. Had you forgotten how to play?
Strangely enough, I was a little rusty, but pretty much got it back. Got back up and going pretty quickly, so I wasn't that rusty. I did play a little bit of the WoW beta. And did a little exploring with that. Finally figured out how to do it, get it so that I could actually fly in the old world. Long story. Because I was over in Mount Hyjal. There's all these places that I really need to get a fly mount. Otherwise, it's a bitch to get to from ground. And actually ran into a quest where I needed flying. But anyways, moving on. So today I just went to see The Social Network this morning at the Alamo. So got my Raging Bull on and then ran to the Snooty HEB. I know it was kind of a distance to go grocery shopping, but I like it. I like the Snooty HEB up on Tech Ridge.
Oh, now see, the HEB that my boyfriend John and I tend to frequent most often is the one at Hancock. And I know that since you're now living not entirely too far away from where we live, I would recommend the Hancock HEB as your local one.
I'll have to check that out, but I wanted to go to a nice place. And
well, have you been to the Hancock HEB? The Hancock HEB is pretty darn snooty.
I was also a comfortable place. In any case, I went up there. I got a whole bunch of stuff. I'm like, dear God, I'm probably spending $100. Nope, only about $45. And I was like, just didn't realize how cheap it was. Or inexpensive, I should say. I mean, I really didn't get all too much. I did get myself some bread. I still need to get myself a toaster. You know, because I got some spaghetti and some sauce the other day, and I had spaghetti last night, but I really wanted to have like some toast.
Aha.
But I didn't have a toaster, so I suppose I could have like put some bread on a sheet and put it under the broiler or something. But
that's true. Ovens do work for that, by the way.
Yes, but I would prefer to use a nice little device for that.
You mean your oven doesn't fit on your countertop?
Nope.
Oh, I see.
A little bigger. Yeah, so got that. Came back here. Organized my DVDs again because obviously in the mood, I packed everything up. So I unpacked all my DVDs, put them into the bookshelves. Found some DVDs that I hadn't known where they were. And check them into my little delicious library. Got everything in alphabetical order, so everything's up there. Of course, like the James Bond movies aren't scattered all over by the title. I just put James Bond and then put them in chronological order of release. That's not too hard. Fortunately, I set that up already in my delicious library, so I could just use that. And so I got all that set up, and then I've just been kind of... Oh, and then made myself some grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Uh-huh. Okay.
My comment.
From scratch?
Kind of. It was condensed. It was just the Campbell's tomato soup. And I had some bread and had some cheese. All that I actually just got today. So.
Now, I had read earlier, Jeff, that you wished for some cheddar. Did you not have cheddar for cheese?
Yeah, while I was there, I... because I instinctively just get the Kraft singles.
Oh.
For cheese.
Which isn't really cheddar. That's sort of
it's not
more
cheddar.
American
it's,
cheese.
It's American cheese. It's not cheddar cheese.
Yes.
Which to me is good for most things. But for some reason today when I was having this, it's like, you know, I could have used a little bit more bite and really wish I had some cheddar.
I see. Yes, cheddar is certainly good for a bite. I certainly enjoy some nice, sharp cheddar myself. Now, I once did look down my nose at the Kraft singles, for example, but my boyfriend John does truly enjoy them, and I once tried them, and, you know, they're really not that bad. Given the choice, however, I would prefer real cheese.
Yeah, well, yeah, and it depends on the situation. Like honestly, just having some cheddar slices and some tomato soup and dipping the cheddar, like a block of cheddar that you cut and slice, I should say, block cheddar and dip it into the tomato soup. It's just absolutely tasty. But yes. When you want something that just kind of goes into sandwiches, you're looking for some cheese, but not really caring too much about it. You're not looking for great cheese or anything. The Kraft singles, they cut it. And actually, I've seen some things where they've had singles that were cheddar singles too.
Uh-huh.
During my run, I wasn't paying too much attention. I was just trying to get some stuff to tide me through the week and such. Because I get paid on Friday, so.
Excellent. Well, I speaking of grilled cheese. And also of the social network, on Monday evening of this past week, my boyfriend John and I and my friend Murray went to see the social network there at that very same Alamo there in the village. And it was a lovely experience. Now, unfortunately, though, I was not able to get my favorite pizza, the Raging Bull, because it's not particularly Weight Watchers friendly, unfortunately.
Oh, yes.
But
I don't think any of their pizzas are probably Weight Watchers
free. Indeed, the Alamo menu is not necessarily entirely Weight Watchers friendly. But I did find the kick-ass tofu sandwich on their menu, which was quite tasty and relatively mm-hmm. low in Weight Watchers points. What with tofu and lots of veggies and things like that. And it was quite tasty. So, and we also had some hummus with celery and carrots and some crackers and some pita bread, which was yummy as well and relatively low in points, I suppose. So we were certainly able to enjoy ourselves there while watching the movie at the Alamo. That afternoon, I had gone, of course, to our Weight Watchers meeting and found that my weight had not changed in that week. That was most disconcerting for me, in that I thought having lost 2.4 pounds the previous week, that I would have continued that weight loss. Well, cool. We'll see about that. Tomorrow, of course, is my next weigh-in day. We'll see how that goes. But
quick question here is, how much do you weigh?
Well, at the moment, I weigh nearly 160 pounds. That is, I'm at 159.8 or something. So arguably 160. I had started out at 162. So I am well on my way into weight loss, I suppose, which is okay. Good.
So let's just stick with that there is... What did they say is the ideal weight for someone your height?
Well, according to all reports, such as BMI measurements and things like that, or body mass index measurements, I should lose probably about 20 to 25 pounds. So that is what I've endeavored to do.
Okay.
And...
So you're not trying to get really, really far down or anything, but just down to like, what, 140?
Yeah, I'd be very happy at 140.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me or something, but that seems really light.
Do you know, I actually...
Like I would be able to blow on you and you'd fly away with wind.
I had been taking the bus a while ago, you may remember, before I got my lovely XB. And had actually been walking a fair amount during my bus riding days, and actually got down to about 145, and was looking pretty darn good, I have to say. Mm-hmm. I was almost skinny. I still had a little bit of chub on me, I suppose, but not entirely too much, and certainly not the amount that I have today. At that point, I was rather happily skinny, and I kind of want to get back there. So I imagine it'll take a little more physical activity than I have been doing lately. But
I wouldn't be surprised if that would actually be mostly what you need. You're still relatively light at about 160. So,
I guess so. But
I would say if you lose a pound here, lose a pound there, that's great. You know.
Yeah.
But you need to get that to really get it down. You're probably going to have to do more physical activity than just watching your diet.
True.
Now this is just my humble opinion. I could be completely wrong, but yourself.
Yeah.
I don't think you really necessarily need Weight Watchers or anything. But it is a good idea to join your partner in your endeavor, in his endeavor to
yes, eat. Certainly. And I will second your sentiment there. That is a large part of the reason that I joined Weight Watchers was to help my boyfriend John in his weight loss journey as well. Right. So
I think it probably would have been, if you hadn't, probably been a lot harder for him to do anything with this. So, and hopefully we'll be able to get him on eventually here.
Hopefully next week, perhaps.
Yeah, hopefully. If that would be really ideal, just to get closer to this. And get some check-ins as we go along the line. I would also at least like to actually hear about it. Although if Griff's here, I'll probably be completely silent during the conversation about both your progresses as it goes along. Kind of have a little Weight Watchers moment or something during the show. So that's something that I'm hoping to hear, especially once we can get John on with Griff and you, so you guys can really talk about it. So what else?
Indeed. What else has been going on? This past Thursday, I actually went out to the manse in South Austin, and that was mainly to meet with the folks from the ABC Pest and Lawn. Unfortunately, my home has been, or rather is, being devoured by termites. So we have taken steps to remediate that by hiring ABC Pest and Lawn to come out and apply their Termidor treatment to my home. So that happened on Thursday. And then Friday we went back to the house, my boyfriend John and I did, and did some cleaning up before having some painters and floor installers in. We're still undergoing some debate as to what color to paint the walls, but hopefully we'll come to consensus here shortly.
So do you have some consensus on some of the walls?
Yeah, certainly, yes, yes.
Wasn't it the living room that you were debating on?
The living room, I had actually initially thought would be a rather lighter color, but John has persuaded me, in concert with the other colors that we've chosen for some other rooms, that a slightly darker shade of green, I think, namely cilantro cream.
cream?
Oh, yes, cilantro cream, as if, you know, you added a bunch of cilantro to your blender with a pint of cream and gave it a whirl. That's kind of the color that that my living room walls would be. But mainly, we also investigated some colors for the bathroom that's at the back of the house. And I had initially thought that that would be some shade of lavender. I have since come to reconsider that decision and back to square one as to what color the bathroom should be. But most of the other rooms are fairly well settled. And the cilantro cream goes very nicely, I think, with the charismatic shade of yellow that is going to adorn my dining area. Mm. And also with the shade of arguably beige that the upstairs is going to be, and perhaps one of the bedrooms as well. So we're certainly talking about progress on the house. We'll talk more about that later. But it's been a rather housey week for me.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Where were we?
Well, I do see. I'm sorry?
Got anything else, or are you ready for the news?
That's it for me for now. How about some news?
Let's do it. October 1st, 2010, was supposed to be the opening of nominations for the Best of the Bears 2010. However, the Complete Bear has been having some side issues. And I still have not seen the post about where to send them to, what categories there are. I posted on their Facebook wall the other day, or on yesterday, to confirm that info@thecompletebear.com is the place to send your nominations for the Best of Bears. Now, remember, this is nominations. This isn't the actual voting. Actual voting starts mid next month, I believe it is. So all you need to do is shoot an email there saying, I would like to nominate for such and such a category these people, such as for Best Bear Podcast, I would like to nominate Cubs Out Loud. So make sure also watch thecompletebear.com for a post which shows all the categories, because of course there's some of the categories that they have pretty much every year. Bear of the Year, obviously, so nominate them. There's Best Bear Business, Best Bear Campsite, a Best Bear Blog, although that's been rolled into Best Bear Podcast.
Which, of course, you know what everyone should be putting as their favorite
loud, of course.
Bear podcast. So.
Also, send links to them, because when I was trying to do some posts for the nominations for the Best of the Bears last year, I was having trouble figuring out, finding some of these, either the people for Bear of the Year or what have you. You can also keep watch of their Facebook page, which I think is just facebook.com/ The Complete Bear, I think it is. Yes. And remember, The Complete Bear. And you might have something on there. All he did yesterday when I posted at 6:55, I said, nominations for the Best of Bears sent to info@thecompletebear? He goes, yes, look for a post in the AM. So I look for a post this AM.
Uh-huh.
Nothing about the Best of the Bears.
He didn't specify which AM now, did he?
Good point. So who knows, maybe tomorrow or the next day. I'm keeping watch over that. I've been checking on it every day, hopefully, to see something. This is mainly just for the categories. But if you're pretty sure the categories, such as Best Bear Campsite, I think is one of them, you know, go ahead and shoot them some actual nominations. Maybe I'll get into, oh, that's right, I forgot to do that post. And we'll see what happens with that. Meanwhile, into for some real news.
Indeed. I did see this afternoon a news story on CNN that an event happened in New York City that was not particularly pleasant, in fact, downright awful. A gang in New York had harassed a potential new member of theirs, who turned out and apparently to be gay, and tied him to a chair and beat him and sodomized him with various objects, including a baseball bat, and also kidnapped his lover and sodomized him as well. And then a third teenager also was beaten. And in fact, it was the brother of the first victim, unfortunately. But thankfully, the New York police have been doing their jobs and have arrested 8 so far of the 9 suspects in this horrible, horrible tragedy. There is one outstanding perpetrator of this awful crime. Hopefully, he will be found soon. And we do wish the victims of this crime all the best. But stay away from gangs. Anyway, but you can read more about this story on CNN.com. We've posted a link to that article. Please check it out.
The suspect who remains at large was identified as 22-year-old Ruddy Vargas Perez. So if you know anybody about that, turn him into the police, because I don't like it.
Indeed.
Moving on. Well, that's all I got to say is that that's kind of a triumph that people are getting caught from hate crimes. Moving on to our topics. So this last October 1st, in 8 hours with our friend Brent and then 2 of my guildies, I moved into my apartment. Thank you. Thank you.
Excellent.
Within 8 hours.
Wow.
I am very impressed with that.
That has to be a world speed record, I'd say.
And we've seen it. So where did she go? She must be in the bedroom. Anyways.
And how is Sonnet reacting to her new environment?
She hasn't been eating much.
Oh.
But, you know, she enjoys it. I pull out the leash to go for a walk to make sure she gets her poop and pee time. And She gets all excited. She gets excited when I get home. I go, Bette Nichols? And goes flying up to onto the bed. And I go running after her. So we're doing good. I got her bed out here, but she hasn't really slept on it as far as I know.
Oh. Now, I did visit you just the other day and noticed that you are missing some vital items to make an apartment home. Have you made progress in the last few days in getting some furniture?
Kind of. I just yesterday, actually, I got a call from a family friend of ours who lives in Cedar Park. She said that they had an extra sofa and a chair that I could have if I wanted. I just needed to figure out how to move it. So right now, because I still got some boxes out because I've been lazy about unpacking and arranging stuff. She's willing to hang on to them for a couple weeks before they really go toss them out. So I'll see if I can make some progress on this and then see if I can at least get a couch. But honestly, there's not much more that I need because I don't have a TV, can't really afford one. And if I get a TV, I would want a TV that I want. So I don't really need one because I've got my computers that I watch everything on. It'd be nice to have a couch where I could see my computer here so that I can just lean back and relax while looking at a bigger screen than the 17-inch iMac that I've got in my bedroom. But when in doubt, just lay in the bed, pop in a DVD, watch a movie. So,
excellent.
So I mean, I'm pretty much set. I mean, all I really need is like a couch and a TV. And then I want a Blu-ray player and a Roku box or something like that. So, bunch of stuff.
Now, how are you reacting to having upstairs neighbors?
I can't really tell about the upstairs people. It's the outside. When they're outside, out front, like going to their car or something, it's like paper thin walls. I can't hear anybody on the other side of my wall. Either he's really, really quiet or that part is thick or something. But yeah, that it really hasn't had much of noise at all at this place. So it's been all right.
Cool.
It's been fine. So I've been good to go on this. Now you
Indeed. Have
another matter altogether.
That is true, John, and I are living currently in his apartment here in the northeast side of Austin, and we are growing rather tired of our downstairs neighbors and their loud music that often plays at odd hours. So we are very much looking forward to moving into my home down in South Austin. As I mentioned earlier, we're still debating some paint colors, and we're sort of shuddering at the cost of all new flooring in the bedrooms and the living room and upstairs as well. We got an estimate from one of our favorite big box stores just the other day, and it was a little bit shocking how expensive it was. I'm wondering whether we're not going to have to revise our some of our flooring choices, but it's still, we're looking forward to having that installed very soon. And in fact, it's going to be in the next couple of weeks that we're going to be having to move out of this apartment down into South Austin, because John's lease ends at the end of this month, and also his birthday is coming up within that week as well. So he's going to get a new place to live for his birthday.
Yay!
Yes, indeed. So, meanwhile, in making preparations for moving in, I'm finding that my home is rather less glorious than I once thought it was, unfortunately. As I mentioned earlier, we had some folks out on Thursday to rectify the termite situation. Unfortunately, the termites have wreaked some havoc on the siding, on the back of the house and the side of the house. So that's going to take some doing, I think. The lovely collection of wasps' nests that was sitting outside the back door have now all been removed, along with the wasps inside them. So that I was in fact shocked on the Thursday afternoon to see the difference between the before and after. Around the back patio. So I'm pleased that my home is now relatively wasp free. Beyond that, I know that John and I have been discussing some furniture arrangements this evening. In fact, we were talking about some bookcases and where they would belong. I will admit that that I do, in fact, miss the couches that had been there, but due to some cat misfortunes, those couches had to be removed. So I am grateful, I suppose, that that the stinky couches are gone, but at the moment there's nothing in the house to make it look like a home, and I am eagerly awaiting new floors and for the movers to come move John's apartment into my home.
There's a lot more room then.
Indeed. Well, honestly, John's current apartment is 2-bedroom, 2-bath, and my house is 2-bedroom, 2-bath, but it does have a loft as well that that his apartment does not have. So it is a little bit more square footage that we're moving into, but still, we're sort of condensing our stuff into one set of stuff. So it's going to be a challenge, I think, finding space for all of it, but we look forward to that, to solving that, in fact, when we get to it.
So are you going to end up moving into the front bedroom, or are you going to stay with the back bedroom?
Well, of course, when I was still living in the house, I had stayed in the back bedroom, but John is fairly well convinced that he wants us to be in the front bedroom.
That way, so you got the nice master bath just right in there.
Yes.
And then you have the guest room in the back. Because typically that's what it is when you have that master bath thing. That's always in the master bedroom where the owner of the house sleeps. And then any bathrooms outside that are outside of a bedroom usually is where everybody else sleeps. So.
Indeed, and potentially we could also use the upstairs loft area as also guest area. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I had a futon up there for that purpose. We'll see how things go, and we'll certainly give you an update when the moving has already happened. So look forward to that, of course.
Okay. Excellent. I think we got that all covered. Shall we move on? Do you got any What the Buffucks by any chance? This week hasn't been much of a What the Buffuck week.
Not really. If I had one, it would have to be the price of flooring these days. Yikes. But anyway.
All right. So relatively short show this week because I think we both have the same pick this week. And that is The Social Network.
Indeed. I had seen it with my boyfriend John and my friend Murray on Monday evening at the Alamo Draft House in North Central Austin. And I know, Jeff, you had seen it this morning. Is that right?
Yeah, I went to see it at 11:05 this morning. Here's the thing with me is I'm a geek, which means I kind of know the real story behind Facebook, what's been going on. So And I heard a review on This Week in Google a couple of weeks ago by Jeff Jarvis and Leo Laporte, and they did not like the movie at all. They thought it was putting geeks down, and they weren't telling the true story. And so after listening to that and listening to other comments, like, well, for one thing, this is based off of a fictionalized account of Facebook. So there's bits and pieces of truth in this whole thing, but the whole thing in general is not true. For example, if you watched Oprah, you would know that Mark Zuckerberg has had the same girlfriend since the start of this whole thing. He was not dumped and then tried to get back at her. He's had the same girlfriend this entire time. So that part is definitely false. Uh-huh. But there are a few things that are true, such as that algorithm that was written on the screen or on the window. That's real. That happened. Some things that had happened to some of the characters here and there, Eduardo, etc. Those did happen. But the actual depiction of how it happened is not true. It's all fictionalized stuff. And with those bits and pieces of this and this fictionalized account, I thought it was a really good story. And really well done.
I certainly enjoyed it myself. I was particularly tickled, I think, that that Justin Timberlake should be playing the young founder of Napster, who apparently moved in with the young Mr. Zuckerberg and helped start Facebook and got it to where it is from where it was. I have to admit, I rather wondered myself about how much of that was actually true, but I'm sure, Jeff, you can tell us more. And at any rate, I think the portrayals of all the characters were quite good, even if the historicity of it is a little suspect. It was a very entertaining film. And I was certainly reminded myself of when I joined Facebook, and as well as MySpace and LiveJournal. anyway, if you haven't seen it yet, please do go see The Social Network. It's a highly entertaining film, I think.
And also, don't forget to check out CYL Movies this week, as we will be talking more about The Social Network, as well as what else we got. The Frighteners. Ooh, that reminds me, I need to watch that. And the trailer for something, which I totally forget right off the bat. Anyways, you can find all that at movies.cubsoutloud.com. To contact all of us here at Cubs Out Loud, you can find all that information at cubsoutloud.com/contact. You know what? We'd love to hear from you. We love hearing your voices, not just us jibber-jabbering on and on. You can easily give us a call at 361-COL-TALK. That's 361-265-8255. You can also send us an MP3 attachment to our email. That's at podcast@cubsoutloud.com. Also, if you want to hear a shortened, condensed version of this show, you can find it at bearradio.net on Tuesdays and Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. And also, don't forget to check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/CubsOutLoud. There's a discussion section there, so you can start talking about any of the shows, even if I forget to put a post up with it. But we'd like to have you interact there. Shoutouts!
Well, of course, my perennial shoutout is to my boyfriend, John, who is actively helping me make decisions about how my home should be.
Excellent.
How about you, and Jeff?
I will, of course, shout out to my non-existent boyfriend, Tugs. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.